This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Mark, M-A-R-K. Last name is Chupac, C-H-U-P-A-C-K. Date of birth is 10/27/1944. Date of evaluation is 3/1/2023. Next paragraph, chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, insomnia. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 78 years old male who was admitted to this facility. Or subacute rehabilitation. Peer patient lives at Anthology of Novi Assisted Living, and prior to that lived at Fox Run. Period. Patient is familiar to our service but new to me. I reviewed the evaluation done by nurse practitioner April from our service on December 12, 2022. Period. During my evaluation, patient complained of feeling tired and had just gotten up after a nap. Period. He acknowledged taking medications for insomnia. His caregiver reports that he experiences vivid dreams and has had some hallucinations. Period. Patient acknowledged that he had a stroke in his optic nerve, which caused left eye blindness, and vision in right eye is also poor. Here, he denied to me any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness, or suicidal ideation. Period. He denied any auditory visual hallucinations. I also spoke to his sister, Barbara, who acknowledged that patients has shown general decline in his health and some cognition, but she was not concerned about patient showing any evidence of increased depression. Patient's sister knew that he's on Lexapro, but she thought that it was prescribed for insomnia. Period. Patient is also on doxepin, which is a medication for insomnia. Next paragraph, a review of systems, general non-reported eyes. Blindness in left eye and poor vision in right eye. Ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hematologic, allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph. Prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior hospitalizations, zero. Prior to suicide attempts, no. Prior to aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, college, 4 years. Current occupation, retired CPA. Current relationship, divorced. Number of children, 2 sons. Legal system, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next program, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, under comments, please see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI and save that information. Please also bring medical history forward from a previous evaluation. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, calm, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech, clear mood, euthymic, thought processes, logical, association, normal thought content, normal range of thought content, perceptual disturbances, no evidence of auditory visual hallucination on my examination, positive history of hallucinations, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, place, memory mildly impaired for recent events, patient could recall 1 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes, attention concentration with the normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair appetite, fair sleep, poor. Current medication, Lexapro 10 milligram once a day, next, Doxepin 10 milligram HS, MAR reviewed. Under assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F 33.0. Plans continue Lexapro and Doxepin as prescribed. Number 2, mild cognitive impairment of uncertain or unknown etiology, G31.84. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes or mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Check, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI, tricyclic antidepressants, and risk benefit statements. Check based on findings of my assessment, previously stated cost benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the primary risks noted above. This is the end of dictation.